Time now for our weekly conversation with General Manager Rick Smith, coming off a big win against Denver, going into an always tough game against the Tennessee Titans. Let's look back at what happened in the Mile High City last weekend, and let's talk about it with regards to what advanced scouting and the role that it plays into what you guys were able to do. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, you know, it's a couple facets to advanced scouting. Number one, we do have our pro scouts that go in advance and watch games, and they study opponents, and they study all the teams in the league, obviously, as a part of our evaluation process for our free agents. And part of that process is also gathering information and watching the teams. And, you know, so they'll bring back signals for personnel groupings. They'll bring back tempo for offense. They'll bring back any tidbits of information that can help our coaches. And then obviously our coaches are then in turn doing the same thing with film evaluation. And so all of it goes into, a bunch of studying that these coaches do to prepare our football team and to get any type of edge that we can get. And certainly our guys, Larry Wright in the pro department, as well as Kevin Murphy and Brian Gardner, those guys do an excellent job of that.
You talk about an edge. It was sharp as a razor with regards to Matt Schaub. And, you know, a lot has been made of his toughness, deservedly so. But let's talk a little bit about his precision on some of those passes and his decision-making, because I don't know that that's been given enough credit.
And well, I don't know if it has either, but I tell you what, Matt's got a really, really strong command of our offense, and he understands what Gary wants when Gary calls a play, and he's got some input during the week in terms of plays that he likes. But he's been tremendous over these last few weeks, and it's pretty apparent when you watch him that, you know, he knows where the ball ought to go, and he's got good rhythm. Just very proud of him and the way that he stood in and led our football team in a very tough environment. And, you know, for us to come out and perform the way we did on the road like that 2 weeks in a row has been fantastic.
Yeah, one of the guys he finds for a 46-yard catch is LeStar Jean, the young wideout, huge on that play. And he's got a little bit of a meniscus issue. He's going to miss at least a game. But it presents an opportunity for the rookie.
It does.
Xavier Posey.
Yeah, it does. And it speaks again to the depth that we've talked about. When you've got a guy like LeStar go out for a few weeks, then you've got a Posey who can come right in. And I really like what I've seen from him over the last couple weeks in practice. He's done a nice job, and I think he's ready.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys, he was always the last to leave training camp practices. He was, you know, at the jugs machine running extra routes, all that stuff. You got to love hearing that, but that's something that you guys knew about in the scouting process leading up to the draft.
It is, and he continues to be one of the last guys on the practice field every day. And he's working, you know, and I think, you know, part of that was the fact that he didn't play a lot last year, and so he's trying to catch up. And I know that he knows it's important for him to be ready. And I think that, you know, his opportunity is going to present itself here pretty soon. And like I said, I'm pretty confident he's going to help our football team win.
Last thing, let's rewind 3 years. In 2009, the home game here, Monday Night Football, number 27 that night was Arian Foster, and he was the wedge buster. Did a pretty good job. He wound up doing so well that Joe Marciano still shows tape of that. Pretty fun to talk about the journey that he's had since then, because he's amassed 4,741 yards from scrimmage. He's done it in 38 games. That's fourth best NFL history.
Yeah, it's pretty special what he's doing and the type of a player that he is and what he can continue to be. And, you know, you think about that, it reminds me of the same story we would tell in Denver of Terrell Davis. You know, we took him in the sixth round and had him covering kicks, and you knew he was tough when you saw him do that. But then when you put the ball in his hands, all of a sudden he could be pretty special as well. So Arian's done a nice job. He continues to improve, and I think he's got a lot more yards to produce for us.
Do you know when that comparison kind of first came in your mind, Terrell Davis and Arian Foster?
Yeah, I don't know if I compare them. I don't think that their running styles are similar. It's just
that story
right. is very similar, but they're different running styles. I had a chance to see TD over the last weekend when we were in Denver, so it's good to see him. He's doing well. And a fantastic, productive back in his own right. Arian's a little different. And equally, obviously, is productive so far.
Good stuff. Well, we thank you for the time, Rick, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.